Wells Fargo has a new CEO today. The bank's president and chief operating officer, Timothy Sloan, is taking over after John Stumpf abruptly announced his retirement yesterday. Stumpf was taken down by revelations that Wells Fargo employees created up to 2 million unauthorized customer accounts to meet aggressive sales goals. The new CEO will now have to salvage the bank's reputation and deal with a number of federal and state investigations. Business journalist Ali Velshi joins us from New York with more on this. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Jeremy.
And there were calls for weeks for John Stumpf to resign, including from members of Congress. Why did this happen now, and will it quiet the criticism?
Well, I think the criticism wasn't being quieted, which is what led to this. There was just such criticism of the bank from its customers, from Congress, led by Elizabeth Warren. He had said that he was not resigning because the board hadn't asked him to, or he, the way he stated it, as CEOs do, he said, "I serve at the pleasure of the board." Well, in a corporate governance quandary, the board of Wells Fargo, the chairman of the board, happens to be the CEO of the company. A lot of companies have moved away from that model, but clearly a board of which you are chairman is going to have a harder time calling for your resignation. Apparently, the board didn't ask him to stay. They asked him to relinquish $41 million in unvested options that he had. Ultimately, I think he and the board determined there was too much pressure on him.
Well, you mentioned Senator Elizabeth Warren, who railed against Stumpf on Capitol Hill last month. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
Yeah.
If one of your tellers took a handful of $20 bills out of the cash drawer, they'd probably be looking at criminal charges for theft. But you squeezed your employees to the breaking point so they would cheat customers and you could drive up the value of your stock. And when it all blew up, you kept your job. You kept your multiple.
And now he is leaving that job, of course. But Elizabeth Warren tweeted out yesterday that if Stumpf is leaving with millions, that's still not real accountability. Is he leaving with millions?
Yes, he is, actually. The bank says he's not getting a severance package per se, but he's leaving with a total compensation valued at about $120 million. Now, some of that is money that you put aside willingly and let the company invest it. We're not sure how it all breaks down. He's given up $41 million, and the board might decide later to withdraw his $24 million in pension benefits. But Elizabeth Warren said in that testimony and subsequently tweeted that he should return, and this is her words, every nickel he made during the scam and face Department of Justice and SEC investigation. He's one for three, according to Elizabeth Warren.
And the bank itself was fined $185 million over these fake accounts. What other legal trouble is the bank facing?
Lots, actually. It's facing numerous federal and state inquiries into this so-called cross-selling, where you encourage staff to have customers open various accounts, and if they don't, you actually open them without the customer's knowledge. The Justice Department is looking into this. The Office of the Comptroller of Currency, the Federal Reserve, they're all looking into what's going on at the bank. They want to find out, in particular, if Wells Fargo pushed employees too hard to meet those sales quotas and didn't do anything to prevent questionable behavior. There are also some lawsuits by former workers. Remember, more than 5,000 people were fired as a result of this. And the question is, these 5,000 people probably weren't doing this on their own. It was probably bank-sanctioned activity. So did we fire the 5,600 people and not the people who actually constructed the scam?
And what about Tim Sloan, who will be taking over as CEO? Was he in any way connected to the scandal?
Very much so. He was the president and chief operating officer since November of last year. He was also the chief financial officer back in 2013. And that was when these sales problems were first brought up. And in the article, he denied the existence of an overbearing sales culture, and he reiterated that the cross-selling strategy of opening new accounts for existing customers did not need fixing. He has said that he does not intend to be a change agent. So for people who have been critical of what happened, they're not seeing this as a new face and a new direction for Wells Fargo.
Ali, having covered Wall Street for many years, I know that even angry members of Congress sometimes don't scare these guys as much as people leaving with their money and saying, we're not going to bank with this bank anymore. Has the bank been hurt just in the 30 seconds or so we have left? Have customers been leaving?
Not a lot. Wells Fargo has refunded $2.6 million to customers. They've written a letter to attempt to regain their trust. I will tell you this. It's just hard to change bank accounts. You know, everything is digital and people have all other bills coming out of them. Bills take time to switch over, so you've got to fund two accounts. As much as customers are frustrated by this, they're not losing a lot of customers over it.
Business journalist Ali Velshi, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
You're listening to Here and Now.